Hey everybody, I hope you all had a great New Year's. I'm sorry I haven't posted in a while, but I'm back, I'm here, I'm ready to talk. I hope you're all ready to listen. I appreciate all your support. Once again, thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast, and I hope every time you do, you get something out of it. That's my main goal when it comes to podcasting. But my main goal is just that somebody that's listening to my podcast gets something out of it, whether it's a good laugh, some good advice, just something that you can take from this and use in your daily life. That is my goal. My goal is to reach out and help people in some way. So today, I want to talk about something that I had touched base on a couple episodes ago, but I want to touch base on it again because it means a lot to me and it's a big part of my life. And that is mental health. The best ways to handle mental health for yourself and the best ways, in my opinion, to handle it with somebody else. If you have a loved one, you know, that you're dealing with, a friend, a family member, anybody that you come in contact with, I'm hoping I can help you understand them better or understand yourself better. So mental health is something that I have been dealing with my entire life. I have been dealing with depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, things like that, for most of my life. It wasn't until recently that I decided to finally seek help for it, and that's when I realized that I had been making a mistake my entire life. The mistake I made my entire life was thinking that I was strong enough to handle this on my own, and I wasn't. I wasn't strong enough. I'm a very stubborn, thick-headed person. You know, like a lot of people are. I never wanted to ask for help. I refused to go to therapy. I refused to go see a doctor. I was just like, no, I am going to handle this myself. And it tore my life apart. Now, just to give you guys some insight with me, so that maybe you can start to trust me more with my words, I'm going to give you some insight on myself. That's very personal. But I feel the best way I can reach other people is by being personal. I was diagnosed bipolar with PTSD many, many years ago. And I never, ever, I tried like once or twice to see a psychiatrist. And I was like, screw this is dumb. Fuck you, I'm not listening to you, and I'm definitely not taking medication. You know, that was my biggest thing. And I kept saying to myself, like, oh, this is stupid, like, whatever, it's just a diagnosis. But it wasn't. I was going through mood swings after mood swings every day, and I was making up excuses for them. Every single time I'd get into a fight with somebody, or I'd be happy and then all of a sudden pissed off for no fucking reason, I would make up excuses. But there was no excuse. That's what bipolar is. You have mood swings like crazy. So I finally took care of it, and over the past couple weeks, couple months, I feel like I've never felt before. Very clear-minded. I'm not fully happy, but that's just because there's a lot of things in life I want to get done and I haven't been able to get done yet. But I'm clear-minded. I don't have suicidal thoughts. My moods have been extremely stable, you know? So if you're somebody who is on the fence with taking medication and seeing somebody, I highly suggest taking a chance and going for it. Because it changed my life. It literally changed my life. I've met so many amazing people while going through therapy and group therapies. I've made so many connections. It changed my life. Let alone the fact that I was able to help other people in some of these groups and reach out to them and help them handle their own problems, which in return made me feel good about myself. So that's something else I want to talk about. If you have somebody that is dealing with this and you don't know how to deal with them, or I shouldn't say deal with them, deal with their emotional state of mind, and you're at a point where you just don't know what to do, whether you're a parent or you're just, you know, you're a boyfriend or a girlfriend of somebody or a wife, husband, whatever it is, it's your kids, whatever. The best way to approach is just get them to open up. Get them to open up about what's going on. Talk to them. Communication is the biggest problem in society. Get them to open up to you. Get them to talk to you about what is going on inside their head. Even if you don't understand what they're saying, just be there for them. and listen to them. 90% of the time, somebody's going through mental health issues. If they tell you they don't want company or they don't want this or they want space, they're usually lying. Now, there are some people that really just don't like it. But the problem with mental health is when you're alone, and this is for everybody, when you're alone, it gets worse. I don't care who you are, okay? If you think that sitting in your room by yourself is better for you than being around people that care about you, you're wrong. Because I thought that same thing. And all that did was ruin my life. I would sit in my room, I would drink, I would smoke, and just be by myself. And it just made it so much worse because I just felt so lonely and worthless. So even if somebody won't talk to you, just be there. Sit next to them and fucking watch TV with them. Just be around them. Just be around them. And try to get them to get help. That's the biggest issue with a lot of people. And I'm telling you this from personal experience with myself too. Is that people don't want to get help. They think they can handle it. And they can't. I'm telling you, I've lost friends and family members to suicide. And they were the strongest people I knew. It's the hardest thing to see coming. And this might get sad for some people to hear this. And it's sad for me. Because I didn't see a lot of this coming. And I should have. And I feel like crap about it. And I felt like crap about it ever since things have happened. But I can't blame myself for something. All I can do is try to help the next person. But going through mental health has allowed me to see what somebody who is not going through mental health can see. I can see what somebody's going through and maybe have a better understanding of how to approach them. So if you're somebody who's trying to help somebody else, your first step is to try to convince them that you love them and that they need to get help and it's best for them. If you can't get them to get help, then don't leave them alone. Don't get frustrated when they don't want to be around you. Don't get frustrated when their moods just snap out of nowhere. You have to understand that certain anxiety and depression comes off as totally different moods. Somebody who's anxious could be constantly moving, could be super hyper. They could just snap and get super angry all the time. They could snap and get super sad out of nowhere. You know, and it has nothing to do with you or whoever else they're around. It's just them. And a lot of times they don't even realize it's happening. And that's the frustrating part, but you have to keep pressing on. And if you are somebody who's dealing with depression, if somebody listening to this right now is dealing with depression and anxiety, I want you to know a couple things. The first thing is me. You can reach out to me, okay? I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. As Told by Nick has a Facebook account, you can reach out to that. Shoot me a message. You can shoot me a message through Anchor. I don't know if you can reach me through Spotify or iTunes, but just look me up and hit me up. I'm serious. I'm here for the complete strangers out there who just need somebody to talk to. Somebody maybe who they don't want to be judged by. I do not judge. If you need somebody to talk to and you're not comfortable talking to your family, your friends, please reach out to me. I'm here. And I hope everybody that listens to this understands that the best way to handle mental health overall is just love and care and just being there for people. Okay? And like I said, if you're somebody dealing with mental health, reach out, get help. Reach out to me, reach out to your friends, whoever it is. I know I'm a complete stranger, but I'm serious. If you just need somebody to talk to, I'm here. And if you're somebody, like I said earlier, that's on the fence about getting help, just go for it. There's so many places you can go to, so many hospitals and doctors that you can go to, and the people there are amazing. They don't judge you. It's confidential. And most likely, you won't know anybody there. And even if you did, they're not allowed to say a word about it. It's a HIPAA violation, all right? Your privacy is number one. But I'm serious. Get out there and get help. I love everybody. I hope everybody has a great rest of your day, rest of your week, and thank you for listening. Bye.